May 6th through 12th. Luke chapters 12 through 17 and John chapter 11. Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. Prayerfully read Luke chapters 12 through 17 and John chapter 11, seeking for how you can help the children you teach understand the truths in these chapters and feel Heavenly Father's love. Invite sharing. Remind the children of some of the parables and stories found in Luke chapters 12 through 17 and John chapter 11, and invite them to choose one and draw a picture of it.
Teach the doctrine, younger children. Luke chapter 15. Heavenly Father wants all of His children to return to Him. There may be some children in your class who don't attend primary regularly. How can you inspire the children you teach to reach out to them in love? Possible activities. Give one child a coin, another child a picture of a sheep, and another child a picture of the prodigal son. See LDS.org. Tell the three parables found in Luke 15 and invite the children to hold up their coin or picture when you mention it. You could invite the children to retell the parables to each other in their own words. Ask the children to share a time when they lost something. Explain that people can become lost spiritually when they don't feel God's love or when they turn away from Him. Testify that these parables teach that God wants us to help people who are lost come back to Him. Invite the children to think of other children who don't come to primary. Help them write notes inviting these children to attend primary or a primary activity. How else can we help these children feel Heavenly Father's love for them? Luke chapter 17, verses 11 through 19. I can show my love for Heavenly Father by being grateful for my blessings. How might the story of the 10 lepers encourage the children to be thankful? Possible activities. Tell the story of the 10 lepers who were healed by Jesus. Show the picture found in this week's outline in Come Follow Me for individuals and families, and invite the children to count to 10 on their fingers. Then ask them to put down 9 fingers to show the one leper who thanked Jesus. When have the children expressed their gratitude to a friend or loved one? Invite each child to act out something he or she is grateful for and have the rest of the children guess what it is. Ask the children to share ways we can show Heavenly Father that we are thankful for our blessings. John chapter 11, verses 1 through 46. We believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Martha, who was Lazarus's sister, told Jesus, "I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God." John chapter 11, verse 27. The story of Mary, Martha, and Lazarus can strengthen the children's testimonies of Jesus Christ. Possible activities. Summarize the story of Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead. See also chapter 43, Jesus Brings Lazarus Back to Life, in New Testament Stories, pages 107 through 109, or the corresponding video on LDS.org, and show a dead branch and a living plant. Bear your testimony that because of the power of Jesus Christ, people who are dead will be resurrected and live forever. Help the children memorize the phrase that Jesus said to Martha, "I am the resurrection and the life." John chapter 11, verse 25. Explain that because of the Savior's resurrection, we will once again see our loved ones who have died. Teach the doctrine, older children. Luke chapter 15. I can help Jesus find His lost sheep. The children might not be aware that there are others in the class who do not come to primary. How can you inspire them to reach out to these children? Possible activities. Assign each child to read silently either the parable of the lost sheep or the parable of the lost coin found in Luke chapter 15, verses 1 through 10, and share what they learned. Write these names on the board: father, older son, and younger son. Show the video, The Prodigal Son, on LDS.org. And pause it occasionally so the children can write on the board some of the feelings of the people listed. Ask a child to leave the room while the other children hide a coin or paper sheep. Have the child return and look for the coin or sheep. Remind the children that people can become lost to the blessings of the gospel. Invite them to suggest ways they can reach out to such people. Sing together with the children, "Dear to the Heart of the Shepherd," hymns number 221, and testify of the joy that comes when people return to God. Explain that Jesus used the lost sheep, the lost coin, and the prodigal son to represent people who are lost because they do not have the blessings of the gospel. Invite the children to think of people they know who don't come to church. What can they do to help these people feel Heavenly Father's love for them? Luke chapter 17, verses 11 through 19. I can show my love for Heavenly Father by being grateful for my blessings. The story of the 10 lepers might be a good way to inspire the children to express gratitude to Heavenly Father for their blessings. Possible activities. Read together the account of the 10 lepers. How was the leper who gave thanks blessed for his gratitude? Why is it important to thank God for our blessings? Invite the children to list things they are grateful for that start with each letter of their name. Ask the children to write thank you notes to Heavenly Father for the blessings He gives them. They could hang the notes by their beds to remind them to express gratitude when they pray. John chapter 11, verses 1 through 46. We believe that Jesus is the Son of God. How can you use the story of Mary, Martha, and Lazarus to help the children know, as Martha did, that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God? See John chapter 11, verse 27. Possible activities. Write on the board some statements spoken by people in John chapter 11. Invite the children to guess who said each statement and ask them to search John chapter 11 to check their guesses. How would they feel if they were Jesus, Martha, Mary, or Lazarus? How can believing in Jesus help us when we are sad or scared? Read Martha's testimony found in John chapter 11, verses 20 through 27. Ask the children to look for words and phrases that show that Martha had faith. What can we do to have faith when it is hard? Help the children memorize John chapter 11, verse 25. Explain that everyone will be resurrected, but only the righteous will receive eternal life and live with Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ again.
Encourage learning at home. Give the children some paper or a small notebook they can use to write or draw things they are grateful for throughout the week. Improving our teaching. Repetition is a key to learning. Children benefit from hearing a gospel principle or doing an activity more than once. Try repeating activities in a variety of ways.